You want to know if you're a true believer? Do you love God's people? If you don't love them, if you don't want to be around them, if you don't want to be in church, if you don't desire to come to be around people, if you just kind of Sunday saint here and there, if you don't have a desire to be around God's people, I would examine yourself to see if you're in the faith. It's an evidence of loving Christ.
Thanks for joining us for this weekend edition of Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. Equipping the Saints is a daily radio outreach from Equipping Bible Church in Greer, South Carolina. And Greg, today we'll wrap up our look at how older men are to live. But this really isn't just for older men, is it?
You know, Dave, not at all. Indeed, while the main focus and application is for those who are older men, the rest of us can learn and benefit from this teaching as well. You see, Dave, when we read Scripture, we need to always be asking the Lord, what does He want to show us? How would this apply to our lives? So with that in mind, let's see how the Apostle Paul instructs older men. Our text is Titus chapter 2. And we're going to be looking at verse 2.
Well, thanks, Greg. And if you're new to Equipping the Saints, head over to our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org, to learn more about this ministry and our teacher, Pastor Greg Lundstedt. Our web address is simply etsradio.org. Now, with today's message, here's our teacher, Greg Lundstedt.
Are you of sound mind? Would God say to you, you are Sophron, you are Sophron. Would God say that? God sees your heart. He sees your mind. He sees what controls your thoughts. Are they controlled by God through His Word, no matter how you feel? Or are they controlled by your emotions, your circumstances, or your desires? Sophron. Older men in the body of Christ are to be sensible, and so are all of us. If you find yourself recognizing you haven't been sensible, there's a really simple solution. God's a gracious God. Confess your sin. Lord God, I haven't been sensible. I'm sorry. I sinned. I've been worrying about stuff. I'm sorry, Lord God. It's wrong. I haven't trusted you. I'm sorry, Lord God. And renew your mind with His Word concerning your circumstances, concerning Christ. God's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Okay, so the first half of what older men are to be are temperate, dignified, and sensible. Older men in the body of Christ, and I believe no matter how long you've been a believer, by virtue of the fact you, in your age, now that you're in Christ, can look back and see the waste of following one's own desires and thinking in a way that is ungodly. No matter how new believers even should be able to see this. I need to be this way. God says so, and He will empower me to do so, and I trust Him to do it. Older men are to be these things. Well, what else do we see here? Verse 2, Titus 2. Older men are to be temperate, dignified, sensible. Then he has these terms, sound in faith, in love, in perseverance. That same verb that begins the second half of this verse applies to it. Older men are to be, and then he has a list. And this last portion is also what they are to be. They're to be sound in faith, then in love, in perseverance. The term sound applies to all those. You could almost say it this way. Sound in faith, sound in love, sound in perseverance. Older men are to be sound in three areas. Faith, love, and as we will see, endurance. That's where they're to be healthy. Remember we saw what the word sound meant? The word is hugieno. It speaks of being whole or healthy, of good health. We have our English words from this hygienic or hygiene. It speaks of literally being in good health as opposed to being sick, right? We've seen it so far in Titus applied to doctrine, which is what is taught. We need to have sound teaching, healthy teaching. A lot of teaching out there, not all of it is sound, not all of it is healthy. Some of it is very sick. And Titus is to speak the things only fitting for sound doctrine, healthy doctrine. And now we see older men are to be healthy in, and it literally says, the faith. Literally in Greek it says, in the faith, in the love, and in the perseverance. And I'm going to take a short digression here in Greek so that we don't get into trouble here. Whenever there is an article preceding a Greek word, it doesn't always make it definite like in English. Well, what do I mean? If I say a car, That's indefinite, right? Could be any car, right? If I say the car, it's making it definite. Well, in Greek, the article, if you have what we would say like the there, doesn't always serve to make it definite, and we can get in big trouble that way. What it does do is it can definitize it, but it also identifies or conceptualizes something. It's really complex, so we need to be careful when we see an article and there we go, aha, it's definite. Well, we need to do our good study and our exegesis first. So with that in mind, what's going on here? We do have an article here. Older men are to be, if we literally translated it over, sound in the faith. Now the question is, interpretively speaking, is it the faith or faith? Which one is it? It's translated different ways in Scripture. Sometimes it's translated by the translators, the faith. Sometimes it's translated faith. They have to make a decision based on context, what they believe the author, inspired by the Holy Spirit, is saying. Let me give you some examples here. Throughout the book of Acts, we see the term the faith relating to and concerning Christ revealed in His Word, which is to be believed and obeyed. Acts chapter 6. If you kind of got off track and wondering, what am I talking about? We'll bring it back here and hopefully you'll come back on here. Acts chapter 6, verse 7. And the word of God kept spreading, and the number of the disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem, and many of the priests were becoming obedient to the faith. They were believing the body of doctrine concerning Christ in His Word. That's the faith. Now, you can see right now how it's pretty complex. Our faith is related to the faith, right? They're kind of crossover. And so you can almost see both these elements in our passage today. The faith is what we believe. Jude said he was going to exhort us to contend earnestly for the faith, once for all delivered. Well, what is our faith in? It is in Christ who is revealed in the body of doctrine we have, right? Okay, so let's keep going here. What is he saying here in our passage? What is he saying? He's saying ultimately, I think that older men are to be sound in the faith. They're to be healthy, ultimately, in the faith, the body of truth that is revealed, but that faith is exhibited in the person of Christ, right? It all ties together, right? When we look in Scripture, who is our faith in? Is it in a book? No, it's in Christ as revealed in Scripture. The body of truth we have in Scripture called the faith, we believe. We believe it. James chapter 2, verse 1, as we've gone through James, we've looked at this. My brethren, do not hold your faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ with an attitude of personal favoritism. Our faith is in Christ as revealed in the Word, the body of doctrine we have, which Scripture calls the faith. It comes together, right? We believe what God has declared in His Word concerning Christ. And I think that's what he's saying about Titus here. Be sound in the faith, which implies you can have a healthy faith or a sick faith. People have sick faith, right? Have you ever seen anybody with sick faith? Have you ever had sick faith? Faith that was really not based on the truth. It's based on maybe our own desires, based on someone else's interpretation that might not meet the Word of God. Sick faith, right? There's a lot of people that have sick faith. They listen to sick doctrine and they have sick faith. And he says here, older men are to have sound faith. They're to be sound in the faith. They believe sound doctrine concerning Christ. Simply put, older men are to believe what God says. Older men are those who have learned that Christ can be trusted in every way, that His Word is true, that He is faithful. No matter if they are new or old believers, older men have seen and experienced the vanity of this life and the sinfulness and unfaithfulness of man. And they are those who believe that God can be trusted in every way, that His Word is true, that He is faithful, that His Word is sufficient. They do not doubt His truth. They do not question His grace, mercy, love, or wisdom. Older men in the faith are to be those who simply believe the faith, the body of truth that God has revealed concerning Christ. Joshua, when he had grown old, was a man who was sound in the faith. Joshua chapter 23, verse 14, he's very old. He is an old man, an aged man. Now behold, today I am going the way of all the earth. He's saying, I'm going to die. And you know in all your hearts and all your souls that not one word of all the good words which the Lord your God spoke concerning you has failed. Sound in faith, right? All have been fulfilled for you. Not one of them has failed. God is faithful. Older men are sound in the faith. They believe the faith. Even if they're new believers, they've lived long enough to see the wickedness in contrast to the truth revealed in Christ now that they are saved. They are to be sound in the faith. It's a shame when I meet an older gentleman who is not sound in the faith. It's not sound. It doesn't fit. But obviously, if they were that by nature, God wouldn't be instructing here, right? We need to recognize that God is saying what we are to be if we are older men and how we are to do it, as we'll see, as Christ does it. There's no room in Scripture for an older man who waffles worries, and I guarantee if you are not a man of the Word, you will not be a man of faith. Faith comes from hearing and hearing from the Word of Christ. Now, I know clearly that Paul told Timothy not to sharply rebuke an older man, but to treat him as a father, right? And I'd encourage you older men, if you are finding yourself falling short here, to come before the Lord and just confess it and be restored and be convicted. The next time you act in an undignified way, be convicted by the passage and confess it and allow God to change you with His Word or whatever it might be. The next time you find yourself not trusting what God is saying, confess sin, go to the Word, trust Him, be sound in faith. Well, now he says also sound in love also and in perseverance. And I believe these are related to faith as we see in Scripture. He says not only to be sound in faith, but to be healthy in love, healthy in perseverance. And if you are familiar with Scripture, you will know that there are many passages that reveal that the evidence of true faith in Jesus Christ is love for His true body, love for the saints. Ephesians chapter 1:15. The How to Study class will be going through this a little bit more, so I won't give away too much. But for this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints. I've heard of your faith and the love, right? Colossians 1, 3, and 4. We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ, and He never stops there. And your love, which you have for all the saints. You want to know if you're a true believer? Do you love God's people? If you don't love them, if you don't want to be around them, if you don't want to be in church, if you don't desire to come to be around people, if you just kind of Sunday saint here and there, you know, if you don't have a desire to be around God's people, I would examine yourself to see if you're in the faith. It's an evidence of loving Christ, loving His redeemed people. Now he's talking about love for the saints here. Older men are to have healthy love, not sick love. There's a lot of sick love out there, right? A lot of self-centered love. A lot of love that isn't Christ's love, right? Older men are to have healthy love. Well, quickly, what do we see about biblical love? And I'll go through this quickly. But first, in 1 John, John shares about love. He says, Beloved, let us love one another. Chapter 4, verse 7. For love is from God. It doesn't originate from us. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God sent His only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. And then he goes down to verse 19, chapter 4. We love because God, He first loved us. You can only love someone else when you have truly experienced the love of Christ in salvation. We love because He first loved us. 1 Thessalonians 4:9. Now as to the love of the brethren, that's phileo love, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to agape, our word, to love one another. God teaches us it's a characteristic of truly being saved that we have a love for His people. God's love by nature flows from the believer who is abiding and believing in Christ and obeying Him. It is a fruit of the Spirit. It is an evidence of a changed life. There is good love and sick love, and we don't have time to go into it, but you can look at these verses on your own later, but love cannot be separated from obedience. There's that aspect. We'll not look at it today, but 2 John verse 4, 1 John 5, 1 through 4, John 15, 12. So take a look at those later on. But older men are to have healthy love. Healthy faith is going to bring about healthy love, right? When you trust Christ, abide in Christ, you're going to have healthy love. And lastly, we see here, he says perseverance. And this word, perseverance, is a familiar word for us. It's translated endurance a lot. It is the word hupomone. It literally means hupo, which means under, and mone means to remain. It means to remain under. Perseverance or endurance is remaining under, right? If I'm enduring, I'm staying under whatever I'm enduring, right? Literally means remaining under. It's not escaping, it's enduring. It is remaining under the difficulty. And folks, we know that following Christ in this life, there will be suffering and difficulty. And an evidence, and what we should be, an evidence of faith is what we'll see remaining under. We need to recognize that older men, they are closer to the end of the race than any of us, right? They need to be sound in their perseverance, remain under. They're almost there. They are examples for others. They are to be healthy in the way they endure, not unhealthy. You know, people can endure under difficulties in a very unhealthy, unbiblical way. They've learned how to do it all their lives. They just ride through another storm. That's not what he's talking about. It is remaining under in a biblical context. Just as love is an evidence of true faith, I believe endurance is too. Endurance is produced by the testing of our faith. Romans chapter 5, verse 3. I'll read this for you. And not only this, but we exult in our tribulations. We boast in our tribulations, he's saying. Knowing one thing, we know this, that tribulation brings about our word, hupomone, endurance. And endurance, he says, or perseverance, proven character, that's Christ-likeness. And then hope. And hope doesn't disappoint because the Holy Spirit has been poured out in our hearts. And then what we know in James chapter 1, consider it all joy, my brethren. Just reckon it to be true no matter how you feel. You can feel terribly awful about the circumstances, but reckon it to be joy. My brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith, or the proving of it to be genuine, produces endurance. Healthy faith brings about healthy love and healthy endurance. And older men, that's what you're supposed to be. God's saying this to you today. If you're an older man, this is what you are to look like in Christ. How can we endure? How can we remain under this terribly difficult race that is set before us? The writer of Hebrews lays forth the very simple truth in Hebrews chapter 12. Very familiar passage. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses, chapter 11, all of those who testify to the fact that God was faithful, they endured to the end. Great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every encumbrance and the sin, which is unbelief, I believe, in context, which so easily entangles us, and let us run the race with endurance, hupomone, the race that is set before us. How so? Fixing our eyes on Jesus. It's healthy faith, trusting Christ through His Word, which produces love and endurance. Older men are to be sound in perseverance, endurance. Are you remaining under the difficulties trusting Christ, or are you remaining under them just to get through it or to slip out from it? You can have a healthy or a sick endurance. You can have a healthy or sick love. You can have a healthy or sick faith, and older men are to be healthy in their faith. Okay, so we see they're to be sound in their walk with Christ, right? That's really the walk with Christ, right? We're trusting Him. It's producing love in our lives, which is ultimately related to serving one another. And there is endurance that we make it through to the end, right? That's the walk of faith. Is your life healthy or is it sick? If you're convicted that it's sick, we have a gracious God. Just confess it. Lord God, I'm sorry. I haven't trusted You. I'm sorry. I have not believed Your word. I believed my word, my own opinions, my thoughts, my feelings. I'm sorry. So then today we've seen the first of what God expects the body to be in different positions of age and gender. And we've seen what God expects older men in Christ to be. And some of you are saying, how can I do this? I can't do this. I'm none of those things. I'm not temperate. I'm not dignified. I'm not any of these things. Remember what I said when we first began, you can't do these things apart from the rest of the chapter, what is shared. And I'm going to read that right now. He says in verse 11, for the grace of God. All these commands, older men, older women, all this. How can you do it? For the grace of God has appeared. That's God's favor toward you in Christ. Bringing salvation, you need to be saved. If you are not saved, you cannot do this. You can make it look good on the outside till you die. God sees the inside. But God is faithful. He is so good, and He has sent His Son to die for you. And we've shared this many times today. Don't harden your heart. And that same grace in Christ, verse 12, is instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in this present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Christ Jesus, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for Himself a people for His own possession, zealous for good deeds. That's how you can do it. Christ. Trust Him. Let Him instruct you through His word. Let Him instruct you. You're going to be tempted. Whoa, I'm not sound in faith. The word should convict you. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm really not sound in my love. I don't care about the body, Lord. Help me. Help me. Maybe you're not saved, but maybe you've been hardened by sin. Maybe you're trying to squeeze out from a bad trial. Trust Christ. He'll give you the endurance to make it through. Today we've seen what older men are to be. Temperate, dignified, sensible, sound in the faith, in love and perseverance. And I want to ask you, are you guys who are older men like this? Are you sound in the faith, love, and perseverance? This is what you are to be. Older men have learned that Christ can be trusted in every way. His word is true and He is faithful. Are you an older man? Are you a believer in Christ? This is what you are to be, and only Christ can enable you to be this way.
If you've just joined us, you've been listening to Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. You can hear today's message again by visiting our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. CDs of today's message or other messages are available at our website as well. And as a part of the ministry of Equipping the Saints, all our audio resources are available at no cost to you. Thanks to the Lord's provision through the faithful support of friends of this broadcast. To order your complimentary CD, call us toll-free, 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Greg, as we wrap up today's broadcast, for that man listening today who may be older and struggling with regrets from the past, what would you tell him?
Dave, I think it's safe to say that we all have things that we regret saying and doing. You see, we are sinful creatures and we fail so often. So number one, I would say, first of all, you're not alone in having some regrets. However, the key to moving past this is confessing those things and asking for forgiveness. You see, when you're forgiven in Christ and you've made amends with those that you've sinned against, you can truly move on praising the Lord for His forgiveness rather than regretting how you failed. Yes, there may be consequences that you need to deal with, but dwelling on those mistakes apart from the context of being forgiven in Christ will hinder your walk with Him. So then if your past is causing you pain and you're stuck and focused on it, my prayer is that you will truly confess and you will ask for forgiveness and turn away from that old way of thinking and move forward righteously in Christ. You see, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
As we close today's broadcast, it's our prayer that the Word of God has done its work in your life and that you've been challenged and encouraged to follow Christ more closely. If you're receiving spiritual benefit from Equipping the Saints, would you prayerfully consider sending a gift today? Every gift makes a difference. No gift is too small, and every dollar is put right back into the ministry. To send a gift to Equipping the Saints, call us toll-free at 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to donate online, our web address is etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. Well, we hope you'll make plans to join us again next time, right here for another edition of Equipping the Saints.